CRTV News with Winston Lepga. The main points. Government devises a plan to reduce the unemployment rate among qualified health personnel in a move that is tied to boosting the quality of medical services in the country. Street lights are being vandalized in Cameroon's economic capital, Douala, causing blackouts and creating an atmosphere of insecurity. The fifth playing day of the Guinness Women's Super League has been scheduled for tomorrow with the top game pitting leaders Likefi against Vision Foot. The development of these stories and others next. Hello there. The government of Cameroon has plans to employ close to 1,000 medical professionals in line with a project that seeks to raise the standard of healthcare delivery in the country. President Paul Biya announced the project during the 31st of December address to the nation, pointing out that the recruitment operation will be carried out in a span of 5 years. Editorialist Sam Bokuba puts the presidential pronouncement in perspective.
The health workforce has a vital role in building the resilience of the healthcare delivery system of any country. It is no secret that the gap between the health worker to healthcare seeker ratio in Cameroon is huge, a state of affairs that has thrown up challenges in meeting the healthcare needs of the population. The Cameroon government has been committing considerable efforts in constructing health infrastructure across the country. However, what's the worth of such infrastructure without the human capital to go with it? Put differently, it is humans that provide health services using the available infrastructure. Human capital should have been a no-brainer with the plethora of health training facilities dotted all over the country. But the limited capacity of the government in absorbing the thousands of graduates of such health training facilities has seen many of them seeking fortune in the private sector and even in foreign climes. The announced recruitment of 9,944 health workers thus comes as good news. But beyond recruitment, the working conditions of health workers should also be looked into, as caring for health workers is caring for citizens' health, and the recruitment should be done in a manner judicious enough, devoid of the abuses observed in similar initiatives in the past.
Sam Bokuba. President Paul Biya has reassured Cameroonians about his administration's commitment to the task of uplifting the public health system.
At the same time, we will keep up our efforts to enhance health care delivery by upgrading hospital technical facilities and expanding the health map. The recently inaugurated Ngaoundere and Betwa regional hospitals are part of such efforts. To improve the sector's performance, I have ordered the recruitment of 9,944 health workers over the next 5 years. This special recruitment initiative will not only help to reduce unemployment among young health sector graduates, but also significantly improve patient care.
President Paul Biya there addressing the nation on the 31st of December 2024. Trade Minister Luc Magloire-Barga-Tangana has called on heads of enterprises and retailers to respect the price tax approved by the government. He was speaking while assessing the promotional sales of basic commodities taking place at the May 20 Boulevard in Yaoundé, where there are price discounts of up to CFA 3,000 francs. Clarice Aretakang reports.
Some said they had been there for as early as the wee hours of the morning, just to queue up, waiting for their turn to be served. Rice is the crowd puller at the 20th May Boulevard, as word goes around that the commodity is sold at discounts ranging from 1,000 to 4,000 francs less than the original price for a 50-kilogram bag, depending on the brand. The chaos which ensued for days prompted the intervention of law enforcement officers deployed to the site. Trade Minister Luc Magwamba-Gatangana, while assessing the progress of the promotional sales initiated by his administration, reassured consumers about the availability of these and other essential food items such as sugar and vegetable oil. Information gathered from wholesalers reveals that between 2,000 and 3,000 50-kilogram bags of rice are sold daily, responding to claims that this has led to some unscrupulous practices which saw buyers being turned away. Trade Chief Luc Magwamba-Gatangana maintained that there are enough quantities to go around beyond the first weeks into the new year, and added that only prices agreed upon with the government must be fully implemented. Citizens, for their part, have been urged to denounce activities which go contrary to the objective of the exercise.
The annual voter registration drive in the North region has begun. Elections Cameroon's Northern Regional Delegation has set as its goal the registration of at least 70,000 new eligible voters before the process ends this year. Mercy Ashu reports.
It is an election year in Cameroon, and officials of Elections Cameroon in Garoua are pretty much conscious of the data collected during 2024 from eligible voters who intend to choose a president and regional councillors through the ballot box. Managing and cleaning these electoral registers in 2025 is such a delicate task that takes time, tact, and the right materials for accountability and transparency. Mbond Abdul is a North Regional Delegate for Elections Cameroon.
In the Northern region, we have registered 51,686 voters, out of which 44,000 were actually eligible. We have discovered around 7,000 people that were not eligible because they were deceased or because they were registered more than once. For the 2025 annual revision, the targets that were set for the North region is 70,000.
All registered political parties participating in the upcoming presidential and regional elections this year need to be fully represented at the revision exercise, which often takes the Elecan team to the nooks and crannies of the region.
We are going to use our traditional means, which is door-to-door, but also registration in the council branch head.
With the cleaning exercise launched, Cameroonians of voting age who are yet to decide in participating are expected to join the train soonest before the electoral registers are closed. Mercy Ashunyapi, CLTV News, Garoua.
From Garoua to Douala, where streetlights in some neighborhoods are reportedly being vandalized, causing blackouts, muggings, and said to be carried out by juvenile delinquents. Madonkwele, Bezatie.
The safety of many inhabitants of Douala greatly depends on public lighting, but this is mostly inexistent in some parts of the city. It is a result of acts of vandalism carried out by villains, as revealed by some inhabitants.
Most guys steal cables, disconnect things because they want to sell. Or some is used to maybe cars hit electricity poles.
At midnight, sometimes or 3 a.m., when you pass by roadside, you see it's very dry. It gives the person the opportunity to climb on the streetlight and remove one of the bulbs or something like that and go back with it.
Such the say endangers the lives of pedestrians or motorists.
They destroy those street lights in order to harass people around town and carry out their evil schemes.
Officials of the Douala City Council, aware of these occurrences, have devised strategies to remedy the situation. George Mandenge Ndudu is the Deputy Director of the Roads and Construction Authority.
And dispositif, I think.
The council has visited the different municipalities to improve the lighting situation, such as the two bridges over the Vuri, Rompo Maitu, the Bonamusadi Market, the east entrance into Douala. We have also totally replaced installation along the Japoma Stadium after some cables were removed from an electric pole by unknown individuals. We have surveillance cameras in town to track down the bandits who would be well disciplined.
Meanwhile, drivers responsible for destroying electric poles are apprehended when caught and their vehicles impounded. Madonkwele Bizatia, CRTV News, Douala.
We stay in the littoral. More than 3,500 suspects have been arrested and over 900 unidentified motorcycles seized in a gendarmerie operation called Tentacle. The Littoral Legion commander, Colonel Pierre Aimé Bikele, who led the operation that was launched 6 months ago, gave the balance sheet this week in Douala, from where Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz reports.
The littoral region harbors people from all parts of the country with different mentalities. Thus, the protection of this region remains primordial to the administrative and security officials who do this through raids. Colonel Pierre Aimé Bikele is the littoral legion commander.
The operation was deployed 5 times in the Mungo division, 3 times in the Sanaga Maritime, and
une fois dans le département.
The security operation raids have led to a series of arrests and confiscation of illicit objects.
This operation enabled us to arrest 3,595 individuals for various reasons, of whom 1,103 were referred to the competent prosecutor's office. We seized 901 motorcycles and we made a multitude of apprehensions, most of which were related to various illicit trafficking operations, sometimes.
This security operation, dubbed Operation Tentacule, initiated by the Secretary of State for Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Galax Etoga, is to fight urban, semi-urban, and rural insecurities. Rabiatu Jingi, CRTV News, Douala.
The contract for maintenance works along the Mbalmayo-Sangmelima stretch is in the process of changing hands, following the non-compliance by the contracted enterprise, Route d'Afrique, to the prescription of the public contracting entity, the Ministry of Public Works. Minister Emmanuel Ngannou Ndjoumessi was speaking to the solicited construction enterprise, Arab Contractors, requested the reorganization of the work calendar of the project for its overall success. Belinda Shaw reports.
The Mbalmayo-Sangmelima stretch along National Road No. 9 has terrific socio-economic benefits, given that it connects the center and south regions to border countries, including Congo. While lots 2 and 3 along the 109.5 kilometers road, carved out for repairs, have been concluded, the first lot from Sang Tunkoya 2, covering a distance of 39 kilometers, carries a backlog of maintenance issues. Tengang Awab is a site control engineer.
Route d'Afrique was the enterprise responsible for the first section, but due to various technical difficulties we faced on this section, the section has been delayed and it is now in process to be attributed to Arab contractors. When the minister came, everybody laid down their various difficulties.
Following the breakdown of the pavement recycler, dust and chemical runoff from road materials today leave serious negative environmental and health impacts on the population, including a record number of accidents.
What we want now is for the enterprise to do their best as to put a surface layer that is going to protect this road and is going to prevent all the various difficulties people using the road are facing.
While the new contract procedure is being prepared, the Public Contracting Authority, Minister of Public Works, has appealed to Arab contractors to do a strategic planning and prioritization by identifying critical site activities needing maintenance and developing comprehensive repair schedules. The contractors will also have to utilize new technologies and materials to improve the durability and longevity repairs. Upon the completion of Lot 1, socio-economic growth will peak along the Transborder National Road No. 9, much to the profit of Cameroon and her SEMAC neighbors, including Gabon, Equatorial Guinea, and Congo.
The Board of Directors of Cameroon Telecommunications, CAMTEL, has approved a budget of over 326 billion CFA francs for the 2025 financial year. Under the chairmanship of Mohamedou Saoudi, the board examined its 2025 to 2027 performance plan. The plan was adopted by CAMTEL and outlines the company's main priorities for the next 3 years. It aims to consolidate the company's achievements, diversify services, and optimize management while guaranteeing transparency and good governance. The late deputy mayor of the Bamenda 2 Council, Frida Joko Jing, who was murdered by gunmen last October 2024, has been decorated posthumously with the Knight of the Order of Valor Medal by the President of the Republic. The medal was conferred on her corpse by the Governor of the Northwest Region, Adolphe Lele Lafrique, on behalf of the head of state during a ceremony to pay homage to the politician, wherein mourners described her as a visionary leader who was engaged in the development of her community. Marianne Lantum reports.
Mourners from far and wide gathered at the Bamenda Metropolitan Cathedral to pay their last respect to a hard-working woman who stood for peace and development in her community. One of the children of the deceased, Joko Fongyem, remembers her mother as someone who was brave and loving to all.
She welcomed everybody. She fed everybody. Her house was so warm, nobody was a stranger to her. Mama was an exemplary mother because she stood by her children. She never relented.
The mayor of the Bamenda 2 Council, Peter Chenui, who shared the development visions of the council area with the late Frida Joko Ne Jing, regrets that her quest to promote education, amongst others, has been cut short.
Scholarship, school fees for the orphan, give food to the displaced person. Bayam Salam, she's always there, and as a very diehard Christian, so it's a very big gap for the municipality.
Frida Joko Ne Jing has been posthumously decorated with the Medal of the Knight of the Order of Valor by the Governor of the Northwest Region, Adolphe Lele Lafrique, on behalf of the President of the Republic. Miriam Lantum, CRTV News.
Amanda. 17 minutes past 7 o'clock in Yaoundé, you're listening to CRTV News. Abroad, hundreds of people in the rural part of Ethiopia, 165 kilometers northeast of the capital, Addis Ababa, have been leaving their homes in panic as a nearby volcano has been showing signs of a possible eruption. The smoke coming from Mount Dothan that began around 5 p.m. on Thursday has a fiery plume and it is very high. In a video posted by the Ethiopian Geological Institute on its Facebook page, steam and debris can be seen shooting out from the mountain. Experts from Kenya's space agency are investigating a 500-kilogram metal ring that crashed to Earth on Monday. The space junk fell on the village located 50 kilometers from the capital Nairobi, called Mukuku. No one was reported hurt. The Kenya Space Agency said its initial assessment showed that the huge object was a separation ring from a rocket's launch vehicle. In sports, the Guinness Women's Super League leaders Lekie Fi will clash with Vision Foot in one of the top games of day five fixtures scheduled for Saturday, January the 4th. The matches shall take place in Yaoundé, Douala, and Bamenda. For the full fixtures, here is Harrison Ashutiko.
Yaoundé will host four fixtures. Bottom sides IS Awa and Cyclone FC, who are still to win a match this season, will take on each other in the first encounter, their next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. After the clash, that will kick off at 12:30 p.m., Louvre Minprof and Authentic Ladies, who have 3 points each, will take on each other in the Guinness Eco over their next A of the Olympic Stadium. The defending champions, FC Bolova, will attempt to bounce back in winning ways against the rejuvenated Amazon Fab at 1 p.m. The second match pits the league leaders Lekki Fi against Vision Foot. At the annex of the Bepanda Stadium in Douala, fourth in the table, Kaiman Fi will host Ekle of Saa. Meanwhile, in Tambong of Kambe, who currently occupies the third position, will entertain Jaspor as from 1 p.m. at the Bambili University Stadium in Bamenda.
In the Elite League One Championship, day six matches will come to a close on Sunday. Prior to that, there were two advanced games played on Thursday in Garwa, which both ended in 1-1 draw. Cottonspur were against Astra. Gazelle were pitted against Eglo Royal. To end this edition of the 7 p.m., a recap of our main stories. The government has announced a plan to recruit close to 1,000 medical personnel in a move tied to boosting the quality of medical services in the country. Streetlights are being vandalized in Cameroon's economic capital, Douala, causing blackouts and creating an atmosphere of insecurity. The fifth playing day of the Guinness Women's Super League has been scheduled for tomorrow, with the top game pitting the leaders Lekki against Vision Foot. CRTV News.